Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalms 34 and 1. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. Just want to take the time to welcome our listeners to the service, whether by phone or by web. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the service today. Amen. Glory be to God. Just have a couple of general announcements. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. We are ministries without walls, spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the whole world. Apostle Yvonne Rao is the president and the founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. For more information on how to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, you can email Apostle Yvonne at yrao50@gmail.com, or you can connect with her on Facebook, a Prophetess Yvonne Rao, and you can leave her inbox there. There are also several ministries under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Rao with you in mind. First on Sunday, we have the Hour of Power from 6 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The first half of the Hour of Power is Prophetic Corner with your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, from 6 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The second half of the Hour of Power is Voice of Truth. I, Minister Elaine, is your radio host from 6:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Monday, we have what we call Moment in the Spirit. You can receive Moment in the Spirit for an offering of $25 or more. It is hosted by Minister Michelle Wilson. It's a two-minute clip that will jumpstart your week off with the Word of God. Amen. It's always a powerful word, a blessed word. Amen. And you can listen to it all week long for encouragement. Oh, my God. We thank God for a Moment in the Spirit. So I want to encourage you to get in contact with Prophetess Apostle Yvonne at the information that I gave earlier if you would like to receive the Moments in the Spirit, and that will automatically put you on our prayer list. Also on Tuesday night, we have One Word from the Lord with your host, Apostle Yvonne Rao and Pastor Joseph Rao at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You want to get connected and stay connected. Amen. Glory be to God. And then on Saturday, we have Without Walls Worldwide Ministries with your host, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew's Wild Radio at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Elder is from Faith Comes by Hearing Ministries. You want to get connected to Elder, amen, a powerful woman of God, powerful show, amen. Get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. Get connected to Prophetic Corner, True Prophet of God, amen, powerful Word of God, hallelujah. Your soul will truly be blessed. Glory be to God, amen, hallelujah. And also want to encourage you to become a partner, amen, with Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, amen. If you would like to become a partner, amen. Amen. Or you just want to become a follower of this ministry, please follow this ministry. Glory be to God. God is going to do some great things with the Wild Team. Amen. So get connected. If you want to get connected, contact Apostle Yvonne at the information that I gave you earlier. If you need prayer, please leave your prayer request on my Facebook page or submit your prayer at our website, voiceoftruth@yoda.com, and we will keep you in prayer. Amen. That's all our announcement for today. Amen. I don't know about you, but I believe I'm going to run on and see what the end going to be. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I believe that I'm going to run on and see what the end is going to be. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for another day, Father. Father, we thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for the word that's about to come forth, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We glorify you and magnify your name even now, Father God, for the word. Glory be to God. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your word that heals, delivers, and sets free. Father God, for just being God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for another new day. Hallelujah. Somebody didn't wake up this morning, God, but you woke us up and started us on our way. And for that, Lord, we said thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we just thank you for another new day that we'll never see before, Father. And again, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just give you praise and honor and glory for every listener, Father God. God, whether by web or phone, we pray that you will bless them, Father, in a mighty way. We pray that you will meet their every need, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it, even now, God, for making a way out of no way for them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I come praying for you to save souls. Save souls all through the land, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Pull them out of sin and pull them out of darkness in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I just give you praise for the soul right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just thank you for delivering this soul. Oh, God, we thank you for bringing them out of sin. We thank you for the blood that we thank you for the blood, oh, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for your covering of the blood, God. We thank you for being our protector, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, keeping us from all danger, seen and unseen. Oh, God, we thank you for keeping us and protecting from the work of the enemy. We said thank you. Glory be to God. We said thank you, Father, for all that you have done. Thou art worthy of all our praises, Father. We thank you, Father. We praise you, Lord, for your mercy endures forevermore. We just give you praise, God. We give you honor, God. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for healing. Oh, God, we thank you. We give you praise, oh, God, for thou art worthy of all of our praises, oh, God. Father God, we pray for the sick and the shut in. We pray for those who have lost loved ones. We pray, Father, that you will comfort them right where they are, God. Comfort them right now, Lord. Give them perfect peace in you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. We pray for those that are behind prison bars. We pray for those that are orphanage, Father. We pray for strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Strength, 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 Lord. We just pray for strength right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just pray that you will strengthen families right now. We pray that you will strengthen marriages right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Just strength, strength, strength. I thank you for strength right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to strengthen your leaders all over. Strengthen them, Father, where they're weak, oh God. Our God, protect them from all danger seen and unseen, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we just give you praise, we just give you honor, and we give you glory, and we magnify your name, oh God, for thou art worthy of all of our praises. Amen, amen. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He's so worthy of all of our praises. Hallelujah. Praise the name of God. Thanking God this day for being my protector. Glory be to God. And I'm going to give a testimony right quick. I know a lot of people don't do testimony like they used to, but I'm going to give a short testimony. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just on yesterday, Friday, let me take it back. That was Friday. Hallelujah. I had did my nursing home visit. And it was dark on my way back. Hallelujah. And as I was coming down the road, hallelujah, God is a protector. Hallelujah. No matter what's coming against us, he's a protector. He protects us from things that are seen. He protects us from things unseen. And as I was coming down the road and it was dark, it was really, really dark, and the light was beaming from the other car into my eyes. And it was several cars behind me, glory be to God. And this particular car, it didn't look like it. It didn't look like it until I got a couple of inches for that car. That car was in the wrong lane. It was in the actual turning lane to go towards back to Highway 280. And as I looked, all I can say is that God is a protector, and it caused me to shift. Because if I had kept going, it's a matter of seconds, I would have hit that car head on. And everybody that was behind me would have hit me in the back as well. God is a protector of his children. We don't see or know everything because God knows what's before us. God had went before. He already knew this person was sitting in the lane and may not even known that they were in the wrong lane. But God spared my life. He spared those that behind me on Friday. So God is good. His mercy endures forevermore. He is a protector of his children. Glory be to God. I just had to give that testimony because I'm here today. Hallelujah. Somebody was in an accident and didn't come through. Glory be to God. But God saw fit for me to be here today. Glory be to God. And I got to praise him. It's just another day that the Lord has kept me. Glory be to God. He kept me another day. Hallelujah. I would have hit that car head on. Glory be to God. I would have hit a head on. And everybody else would have hit me in the back. Glory be to God. I just praise him. Hallelujah. God is a protector. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody need to know that God is a protector. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I got excited about it, glory be to God. But I know that we got to have a word, but we got to give our testimony so that people know that God is able to protect you from all things. Hallelujah, my God, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody, that he is our protector. Glory be to God. The word of God will come from Hebrews today, the 11th chapter. And I'm going to begin reading at verse number 6, and the word of God reads, "But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Hallelujah. The title of our message today is, you got to have faith. You got to have faith. Because the word of God has given us a truth. It says to us that if we do not have faith, we can't please God. Hallelujah. But first, we got to believe in him. We got to believe in the true and living God. We got to believe that he is. Glory be to God. We got to believe, completely trust, and have confidence in God. We can't please him without faith. The word of God just said it to us. We have to have faith in God. We can't have faith in anything else, but we must have faith in him. Even though we have not seen him, we must believe that he exists. Glory be to God. We must believe in the things that are seen and unseen. Glory be to God. Because I had faith in God to be my protector on Friday and every day of my life, he protected me from a danger that I did not see in my own physical eye. But because I serve a God, hallelujah, that knows all things and sees all things, he was able to protect not just my life, but those that were behind me. Because when I shift, they shift. Good God Almighty. Now, God is able to do that, but you got to have faith in him. You got to believe. Glory be to God. So you got to believe in him to receive the promises of God. Hallelujah. You got to have faith. It says, without faith, it's impossible to please him. How you going to please him? First of all, if you don't know him, how are you going to please him without faith in him? Because when we come to Jesus, when we come to the Lord, it's a journey of faith. Everything that we do is in by faith. It's in faith to God because no man has seen God. The word of God says no man has seen God. Hallelujah. No man has seen him. So therefore, we must have faith in the unseen. Hallelujah. It says, no man has seen God. Therefore, we must believe that he is. Ah, hallelujah. Only Jesus, the Son of God, hallelujah. Jesus, the Son of God, hallelujah, who was the Word, who was God, and made God known unto others. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But without faith, we cannot please God. Hallelujah. You know, you got to have faith. You know, a lot of times we got faith in the world system that's surely to fail. We got faith, hallelujah, in our job, but it ain't guaranteed to be there. Glory be to God. We got faith in the almighty dollar, but something could come and take it and snatch it away. Glory be to God. We got faith in prophets and pastors and leaders, but we don't truly have faith in God. Hallelujah. You know, the word is your true prophecy. Glory be to God. Apostle always tells us that the word is the true prophecy of God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We got to have faith. We can't put our faith in man. We got to put our faith in God. Hallelujah. We want to please God. We got to put our faith in God. We got to put our faith in him. We can't put our faith in our Jodas and our Jodettes, our sugar daddies and our sugar mamas. We can't have that kind of faith in them. But many of us got faith in a Jody and a Jodette. Glory be to God. We got faith in husband and wife. We got faith in our so-called friends. We got faith. We got faith on our college degrees. Glory be to God. We got faith. Glory be to God. In everything but the true and living God. Hallelujah. You know, all of those other things will fail you. All those other things, glory be to God, they will leave you. Come, money, go. Men come, women come, they go. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Friends come and they go. Glory be to God. My God, my God. They leave you. They disappoint you. But God said in his word, if you believe on him, if you believe in the Son, glory be to God. If you believe and have faith in him, everything going to be all right. Glory be to God, my God, my God. We got to have faith in him. You got to have faith in your own prayer. Glory be to God. You know, Jesus died that you can pray for yourself. You got to have faith in your prayer. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just the other day, I prayed for a thing. At 10 o'clock, it came to pass. Good God Almighty. I prayed it, and it came to pass. I had prayed it, and I left it with God because I got faith in it. I got faith that when I pray in faith unto my God, that he will answer. Glory be to God. And he answered. By 10 o'clock, it was done. Glory be to God. That's when you got faith in God, to know that God is able to do what he says he can do. When he says that he's able to provide, when he says that he can do it, I got enough faith to believe it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Many people want to say, I claim it. You can claim it all you want to claim it. But you got to have faith in God to receive it. Glory be to God. Claim it. But you got to have faith to receive it. Glory be to God. He says it's impossible for it to come to pass without faith in God. If you don't believe that he exists, glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said, I reward those that I seek, that seek me. I reward those that seek the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. Hallelujah. You got to believe that he is. Glory be to God. How can we say, glory be to God, that we have faith, but we don't believe in the true and living God? We believe in every little G God there is, but we don't believe in the true and living God. Hallelujah, the true God of salvation. Glory be to God, my God, my God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We got to have faith on this Christian journey. Hallelujah, because when we walk with God, we got to have faith. And we got to have it in him. We can't have it in nothing else. Glory be to God. We got to have faith. You got to have faith to be saved by grace. You got to have faith. Glory be to God. You got to have faith to believe in miracles. You got to have faith. You got to have faith to be healed from sickness and disease. You got to have faith. You got to have faith to be delivered. Hallelujah. You got to have faith to be delivered from the things that are coming against you, the things that are coming against your mind, things that are coming against your family. You got to have faith in God. Hallelujah. No matter what it looks like, you still got to have faith, because he said it's impossible to please him if you ain't got it. Glory be to God. That's the truth of the word of God. If you don't have faith, when you're trying to fix it yourself, glory be to God. Ask me how I know. If you're trying to fix it yourself, do you really got faith? You got faith in yourself, you know. Glory be to God. Sometimes, glory be to God, hallelujah, we have so much faith in our in certain things, glory be to God, that we forget to leave it at the cross with the Lord. Let him fix it. That's why we move too fast. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we don't wait on God. Hallelujah. We got to have faith. Hallelujah. We got to have faith. To please God, you got to have faith. If you expect to get delivered out of whatever you're going through, you got to have faith. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus made a powerful statement to Thomas in John 20. And he said unto Thomas, he said, he told Thomas, because Jesus had risen from the dead and he had came back in the flesh, glory be to God, and gave him infallible proof that he yet lived. And Thomas wasn't there when Jesus first appeared, but Jesus came back and told Thomas, he said, see my hands? In other words, see the piercing in my hand. See me piercing in my side. Hallelujah. See the piercing in my feet, where the nails was nailed in my feet and in my hand. Glory be God. I want you to see it, but I want you to take your hand and I want you to put your hand in that print where the nail was at. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because see, Thomas didn't believe. That's why a lot of people said doubting Thomas, because he didn't believe. He had to see. Glory be to God. But Jesus said to him, glory be to God, he said, be not faithless, but believe. We got to have faith. We can't be faithless. We're living in a time that we got to stand on faith. Glory be to God. When everything is coming against the word of God, we got to have faith in God. Hallelujah. Perilous times are ahead, my God. We can't be a faithless generation. Glory be to God. But we got to believe. And Jesus goes on and said to Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. But blessed are they that have not seen and yet believe. Glory be to God. Jesus not coming back as a lamb slain. You're going to have to believe that he exists. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When he comes back, he's coming back in all of his glory. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. You got to have faith in God and believe that he is. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And he said, the word tells us, for he that cometh to him must believe that he is. Whatever we need, we're going to have to get it through our faith. It's not going to be in anybody else's faith. I got to have a faith. My mama faith ain't my faith. My daddy's faith ain't my faith. My children's faith ain't my faith. My boss's faith is not my faith. My leader's faith is not my faith. I got to have my own faith in God. God gives everybody a measure of faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I got to have my own faith. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I got to have faith for myself. Glory be to God. When I come to him, I got to believe. I got to believe that he is. I got to believe in God. I got to believe that he exists. I got to believe that he's the creator of the world. I got to believe it. I got to believe. I got to have faith to believe without a shadow of doubt. I got to have faith when folks talking about me. I got to have faith when folks lying on me. I got to have faith when everything around me is falling down. I got to have faith. You know, the devil come to steal your faith. He'll tell God, he'll tell on you too. Oh, she ain't got no faith. He ain't got no faith in you. See what it is? He'll accuse her. You know, the devil's accuse her. Oh, she ain't got no faith. She ain't trusting you. She gone. She got no faith. He ain't got no faith in you. Glory be to God. He's an accuser. Hallelujah, my God, my God. We have got to have faith in the true and living God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. In this world that we live in, we got to have faith. Hallelujah. You know, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. Glory be to God. I talked to a young man the other day, we ministered to a young man the other day, and he said, you know, everything in this world is temporal. In other words, everything is temporary. No matter what you get here in this life, it's temporary. I said, yeah, that's good. It's temporal. We have to believe in the invincible, the invisible. We have to believe in that. We have to believe in the things that's not seen. Because if we look at all of the stuff around us and all of the things that are going on in the world, we will have no faith whatsoever. But we got to look at Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We got to walk in faith. We got to live by faith. We got to talk by faith. No matter how bad it looks, we got to look to Jesus, the author of our faith. It's impossible to please God if you don't have faith. You got to have faith. Glory be to God. You got to have faith that he'll provide. You got to have faith that he'll make a way out of no way. You got to have faith in God. Hallelujah, my God. You got to believe. You got to believe that he'll reward of them that seek him. You got to believe it. You got to believe it with your whole heart. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because this Christian journey of faith is not an easy one. And he didn't say it would be. But he said in his word, if we have faith in him, if we believe on Jesus, if we live by the word, hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody said, well, how do I get this faith? By hearing his word. By reading his word daily. Glory be. Listening to his word. It will build up your faith. It will give you courage when you want to cry. Glory be to God. When everything is falling down and trouble is all around, if you read the word. If you hear the word, read it out loud to yourself, glory be to God, so that you can hear yourself. Hallelujah. Believe what it says in the word. How are you going to know the promises of God if you don't read the word? How are you going to have faith in something that you have not even read? Glory be to God. How are you going to have faith in God and you don't know him? You've got the truth to know God. Hallelujah. It's time to get right with God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Hallelujah. If you don't remember nothing else I said today, remember this. You got to have faith to please God. You got to believe that he is. Glory be to God. To please him. Glory be to God, my God, my God, my God. By faith, one is saved. If you don't know the Lord, hallelujah, my God, my God. Say this prayer with me. Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. You got to have faith because it's through your faith that one is saved. If you said this prayer and honestly believe it, repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today. Find your Bible believing church, get your Bible and begin to read it and develop your relationship with God. Leave me a message on Facebook if you have given your life to Christ today. Welcome to the body of Christ. We got to get out of here. We're running out of time. I'm going to go ahead and do the benediction now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to prevent you falling before his presence. Of his glory with a singing joy. To the only wise God, I say, you be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. God loves you. We love you, too, here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Be blessed.